formulas, macros, charts, graphs. Extracting, transforming, and loading ETL data from mainframe and other legacy systems. And to include 1 year of experience utilizing Tableau. Send resumes to Sonia Adams, Senior Recruiter, at sonia.adams@edwardjones.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and text us right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by texting NIGHT to 642-642. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, text NIGHT to 642-642. Again, text NIGHT to 642-642.
Attention commercial farmers. The powerful herbicide dicamba has been shown to drift and damage crops it was not intended to. Signs of dicamba crop damage include twisted leaves, upward cupping on leaves, narrow strap-like leaves on the youngest growth or above-ground roots on the stems of some annual flowers. If you are a commercial farmer and your crops were unintentionally damaged by dicamba, you may be entitled to financial compensation and you have the right to take action. Many farmers are already filing lawsuits. To qualify for a dicamba lawsuit, you must be a commercial farmer whose crops have been damaged by dicamba in 2017. Call St. Louis law firm Niemeyer, Grable & Cruz for a free consultation at 800-298-8444. The time to file a lawsuit may be limited. Don't delay. Call today. That's 800-298-8444. The call is free. 800-298-8444. Non-attorney spokesperson. The choice of a lawyer is an important one and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Look alive, people! Step training isn't for couch potatoes! Work those legs! Up we go!
Imagine giving this kind of workout to your money.
Step it up!
The new 5-year BMO Harris Step Rate CD automatically increases your rate every year until maturity. Step up your game and stop into your BMO Harris branch to open a Step Rate CD today.
Look at Steptacular!
That's not a word!
It is now!
Certain restrictions apply. Banking products and services are subject to bank and credit approval. BMO Harris Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Comfort is something we all want to feel. No one knows this better than Serta, America's number one mattress manufacturer. This Labor Day, discover Serta's amazing mattress lineup. Experience our latest iComfort sleep system and get a free box spring. Or save up to $800 on an adjustable set. Or find the right perfect sleeper mattress from as low as $399 while supplies last. Offers good at participating retailers. Find a local retailer at SertaRetailers.com.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. The air.
We're full of chat
and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of.
The eggs over easy in my crispy bacon.
Yeah, you tell him, Archie.
We're
about to get
Pinion's
Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 15th edition of Pinion's Playhouse. Oh, 1 month from today, the golf tournament. Normandy Golf Club. It's the 15th of September, which actually falls on a Friday. Talk about that in a minute and some big exciting other news. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Steve Nicholas, proud sponsors of today's Playhouse, and a great joke that we haven't told for a while. But first,
hey!
at the control board, master of the control board, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason.
I just mentioned them.
Yes, you did. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive money from your 401k, it's a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
You know, people say you guys must really need heavy security. We do.
Oh, yeah.
And the head of that security team is Hebe Jimenez. There he is. He's in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. I don't know. No, I don't know.
What's he doing?
Oh, that's right. Rad Boy, he's asking about this Indianapolis 500 package. And he says at the end of the race, the winner, there's like the winner's circle. Do they eat cheese? No, it's milk, isn't it?
Right.
Oh yeah.
No, it's milk. I know cheese is milk. He thinks they ought to change it. That's all he thinks about. Cheese.
It's a dairy product.
Cheese.
Yeah, that's right, Red Boy. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. I'm giddy with excitement. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to tell you about Mark and Jason, and then I have an update on our current and latest bid for these four VIP tickets, VIP parking, VIP pit passes, and two hotel rooms at the Drury in Indianapolis for next year's Indy 500. This is you're not even you can't possibly get your hands on anything like this except here with this auction we're doing for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. So buckle up and get ready for me to tell you what our latest bid is and who it's from for the Indy 500 package, again for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. But first, as long as we're talking about money, you know, sometimes you look around and you see people who are a little older, 50s, 60s, 70s, and they're able to travel, and they're able to make generous donations to things like this. And their lives weren't really any different than yours. Kind of had the same sort of job, pretty much same income. What was the difference? The difference was planning, financial planning. They had a plan, and more than likely, they had help with that plan. And they started early. There's no such thing as starting too early with a plan for your financial future. There is such a thing as starting too late. If you're listening and you're, 78 years old, you go, well, I guess I better start putting some money aside. Well, good luck. I hope you win the Powerball. Mark and Jason are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They are financial advisors, and they will speak with anyone who has $25,000 or more that you already have invested or that you have to invest and you really haven't done anything with it. Doesn't matter either way. It also doesn't matter if you already have a financial advisor. So what? So what? Why wouldn't you want to get a second opinion? They may very well have something that they introduce you to that your current financial advisor never told you about. Or you might not like what they have to say. Or they may say what you're doing is just perfect. Carry on. You're doing well. You're doing some good things. Because I heard from people who met with them and told me they said that. And they were surprised. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stifel Nicolaus. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. And the website is markandjason.com. Could I have Bill Clement. Stop. Hold it. Before Bill, stop it. Could I have a timpani roll, please? From Bruce and the guys in the orchestra. There you go. Before Bill Clavin, ladies and gentlemen, we have an update. We have a new bid for the Indianapolis 500 VIP package from Chuck's Boots.
Whoa.
Yeah. I believe the largest boot store in the United States. I think that's true.
I have two pairs of boots from there.
You do?
Actually, yes, I do.
Well, you'll want to buy another pair when you hear how generous they are. Chuck's Boots has put a bid in for the VIP indie package of $7,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. What?
The world needs now is a sweet love.
Now you can hit Mr. Clavlin's music. Here
Torino,
we go.
Torino, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Batman, Buffalo, Toronto,
Alabama,
Sarasota, Wichita, Dulce, Ottawa.
Let's check in with the man who his goal is to one day be able to say, I've been everywhere. He's working on it. His name is Bill Clavlin, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. The Chuck's Boots of windows. Window World. Here is Bill Clavlin.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
Bill, I'm well. Bill, enjoy that Indy 500. I was there for the 99th running of the Indy 500. Ooh. And, yes, I was very fortunate I got to do go on the track and do all these things.
Stop
I think
it.
You may have mentioned that. I'm probably a lot like you. I don't know anything about racing or about any.
I couldn't tell you who won last year's Indy 500 or one driver's name. It's going
to
be.
I don't even remember who won the race that I went to.
Yeah.
But it's a spectacle like none other, and to see 300,000 people gathered in one location it's unbelievable.
I've never been, but I've seen footage. I'm trying to explain to people why this is such a valuable package to get VIP parking. Tell me, you were there. There are people that walk, a long way from where they had to park to get to the track, and then when they get there, they're seated way, way, way back.
Well, and the parking situation is interesting because so when the track was first built, when they first put out that speedway, it was sort of in the middle of nowhere, and so you had homes built up. So now when people go to park, there are actually, it's the craziest thing, you'll see people parked on front lawns of all of the homes that are around the track. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
And just a word to the folks who win this great package.
They bid for it. They buy it.
They bid for it, excuse me. But even though you have VIP parking, you show up early because the traffic just to get into the place is unbelievable.
Well,
there's so many people. But, yes, that's a good perk to have, VIP parking.
Yeah, and lodging, forget it. It's gone years in advance, any decent lodging. All right, where are we going today?
All right, we are headed to Louisville, Kentucky for a thing that I love telling people about. It is the only underground zip line in, I believe, the world, certainly in the United States. It's called Mega Cavern, the Louisville Mega Cavern. And this was an old mining deal, from the 30s to the 70s, and now it's privately owned. But what you do is you suit up, you put a hard hat on. The hard hat has a flashlight on it, and there are five or six zip lines that you're zipping basically in the dark, except for the light you have on your helmet, and you're going throughout this cavern. So you're jumping off, and you're ziplining in the dark with your flashlight on your helmet, and it is really, really cool, figuratively and literally. It is really, really neat. And not only is the zip line part cool, this whole complex is unbelievable. So it's a high-tech security deal. There are really big corporations that store things within this complex. Now, you won't necessarily get to take a tour of this, but just you'll enjoy this. So there are these secure vault, I guess you would call them, where if somebody breaks into one of these things, the oxygen is sucked out of the room within 30 seconds. So if you try to break in and steal something, you're gone.
Whoa.
A third of Johnny Carson's Tonight Show videos are stored there. It's a really amazing complex. Lots of things are call them bike paths. It's not those BMX bikes, the racing bikes. Yeah. There are miles and miles worth of tracks inside.
If you're zip lining and there's a light in your helmet, what are you seeing? What is the light shine on? I mean, is there anything to look at?
You're up hundreds of feet and you'll look down to see what basically was mined out. I mean, if you're going over these caverns.
So you're up hundreds of feet, but you're still underground.
It's really something. So it's the Louisville Mega Cavern, and if you're ever there during the holidays, you can actually drive through this thing, and they have Christmas lights. So it's a multi-purpose deal. The place is huge, and it's just a really neat deal. So Louisville Mega Cavern in Louisville, Kentucky.
You can drive through the caverns?
Yes. Yes, you can drive through the caverns.
I don't know if I could do
what did it take to dig that thing out?
I don't know, but they've been digging for a long, long time, and they continue to dig to make room for more things. So you've got, like I said, the bike paths, you've got the zip lining, there's like a climbing walls in there, like these professional climbing wall things.
It's like driving like a whole town.
Yeah, it really is. And it's directly underneath the Louisville Zoo. So if you've ever been to the zoo in Louisville, Kentucky, right beneath you is the Louisville Mega Cavern. It's certainly worth checking out.
Alrighty.
So, having said that, I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You got it. Yeah.
I think I would get claustrophobic.
How is it we've never heard of this?
I don't know, but I would get claustrophobic zip lining with just a
light on the helmet.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
I don't have an image. I can't even picture what this is looking like, what he's talking about. Because when I think of tunnel or underground, yeah, I'm with you. I think of but apparently it's massive. So, you ever been to Merrimack Caverns or any of those?
Yeah.
That's a pretty interesting deal. It could be 110 outside. It's always 50 degrees in there.
Yeah. That and they have Onondaga Caves, which I've never been to.
Onondaga. All right, do you remember? Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
I got a call coming in. Hang on.
Oh, boy.
Yes, mystery caller.
Oh. Is that the phone calling music? Oh, that's good. That's nice.
Thank you. That's no. Can't do that. Thank you. Back on the air. Gotta go. Thank you. All righty. It's getting interesting.
I like this music,
though. Yeah, I do, too. The Indy 500 thing is getting very interesting. That's all I can tell you. Where was? Bill finished. It's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. All right, we're at $7,000 for the package. Real quickly, let me repeat it. If you want to call Star KTRS for most cell phones, we'll leave it there. It's 4 VIP tickets. It's VIP parking. It's 4 VIP pit passes and 2 rooms at the Drury Inn, Indianapolis. That is the night before the race. One night only, but 2 rooms because we're probably talking about 2 couples. Now, this is a weird thing that in the car I was thinking about. When it's, and I don't know why, when it's cloudy because there are clouds, right?
Right.
Somewhere. When it's foggy because there's fog.
Right.
When it's rainy, it's because there's rain. When it's icy, it's because there's ice. When it's snowy, it's because there's snow. When it's hazy, it's because there's haze. When it's muggy, is there mug? What is mug?
Oh.
I'm not kidding. It looks so muggy.
Muggy.
But there's no mug.
No, it's muggy.
I went outside and I saw some mugs, so
makes it muggy.
Yeah, here's another. The Today Show, either yesterday or the day before, they said something. We're talking about s'mores, those things like a graham cracker. Is it graham cracker, marshmallow, and chocolate, right?
Yes.
And they made this statement. We all have that s'mores memory. No, I don't.
I don't.
I don't have a s'mores memory. I know what it is. I had one.
Them.
But it wasn't like a earth-shattering moment where I go, oh, man, I remember my s'mores moment. No.
No, I'm not a big fan of marshmallows, so.
I never liked s'mores.
I'm not
either.
I like to burn them.
Yo.
And I like first sort of bite of melted. After that, I'm done.
Oh, I love burning marshmallows.
Oh, one exception.
Roasting
one
marshmallows.
One exception. Drop those little marshmallows in hot chocolate.
Well, there you go.
And melt them in that hot chocolate. Now you're talking. We have a can of mixed nuts, and it's a little bit of everything in there. Why is it nobody seems to eat the Brazil nuts?
Oh, I know.
What is that about?
I don't like the taste.
Probably
of
they're
them.
The cheapest.
Well, they don't have a taste.
Well, they're
well,
kinda,
you think they're the
mixed
biggest.
Nuts? There's always cashews. There's like 2 in there. It's all
walnuts.
Cost based. Yeah,
but they're the biggest nut. You'd think, hey man, I want cashews. No, it's like the one that's left. There's like 8 of those left in the can. When you're finished, download the KTRS app, folks. If you never have, you got to start on this. We'll get you accustomed to this app thing. You'll know why later, but it's real. KTRS. Download that app. Start listening on the app. Run it through your car speakers. Go to Walgreens. Get a great set of earbuds for $5. You think I'm kidding? Jose Hernandez, our IT guy, our tech guy, do you know what earbuds he uses? The ones I turned him on to at Walgreens for $5. They're tremendous. Plug that in your phone, hit the app, you're good to go. All right, I asked P on this off the air. I'll ask both of you on the air. How many active websites do you think there are right now? This was as of last night. There is a company that keeps track of active websites, not websites that were created and then let go and dormant.
Wow.
Active websites, how many?
Active websites.
How many think there are?
Well, I said off the air.
I'll say
100 million.
I was going to say 300 million.
644 million.
Wow.
And if you've never seen American Sniper, I watched it again last night. Oh, my goodness. It's a Clint Eastwood movie. What a fantastic movie. And if you want to know when the word hero should be used and applies, you watch that Chris Kyle story. And to think that after all that, he dies helping another veteran who had PTSD, post-traumatic, is it PT?
Yeah, PT.
Stress disorder.
Stress disorder, yeah.
I always get the letter. Helping him on a range, shooting range, and gets shot and killed. It's unbelievable. I forgot how great that story is, the Chris Kyle story. So that's all. I just didn't mean to watch it last night, but I did. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
It's a deathbed. I like deathbed joke. I don't know why. It's not very funny in itself, a deathbed. But guy's on his deathbed, and he's talking to his wife, and he said, you know, before I go, there's just some things that I don't know, I got to get this off my chest, and I hope since I'm dying, you'll tell me the truth. He said, I've just always felt that at some point you might have been unfaithful, and you might have, you know, done it with somebody else. Have you? She said, yes, I have. He said, why? When? She says, you remember when you had that heart attack and the surgery, we realized our insurance had lapsed. We missed a payment. We had no hospitalization. No. Remember when I went to meet with that doctor? And then remember there was no charge for the surgery? He said, yeah. She said, yeah, that's why. He said, so you were unfaithful to me once. She says, no, not just once. You remember when the basement flooded and it ruined all our carpet? And that guy came out and he gave us a bid on what it was going to cost to replace all. And then, oddly, because of how it flooded, our insurance didn't cover it. And you told me, you said, there's no way we can pay for that. And remember then I went and met with the guy that owns the carpet company one evening? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then remember there was no charge for the carpet? Yeah, I slept with him. He says, well, thank you for being honest. So you've been unfaithful twice, but you know, I understand why. She said, well, not just twice. He said, well, no, why? What else? She said, remember when you wanted to be president of your golf club? It was a big golf club and five candidates, and you wanted to be president, but you knew you needed 53 more votes.
Alright, let's get a look at traffic, see how things are shaping up out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Crews are working with a stalled vehicle on northbound 170 on the Ladue overpass. It's on the right shoulder, but traffic is backing up south of Forest Park Parkway. We may have an accident on westbound Highway 70 near Zumbel. I can't see it on the camera, but traffic is running slow to stop and go between Highway 270 through Zumbel, and then things open up after that. We have westbound Highway 364. That's running slow from Amiot over all the way out to the Veterans Caverns Bridge on southbound 270. It's still stop and go from Page all the way down through 44. Eastbound Highway 270 now is east of McDonald, and it opens up finally at New Florissant. We're looking at pretty heavy traffic on eastbound Highway 70 over the Musial Veterans Bridge all the way to the 55-64 split, and westbound 44 still slowing between Kings Highway and Hampton through Shrewsbury. This traffic report is brought to you by the 2017 MTV Video Music Awards. Brace for the VMAs live Sunday, August 27th at 7 Central on MTV with performances by Kendrick Lamar, Miley Cyrus, Fifth Harmony, Lord, and hosted by Katy Perry. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Next time on McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Wednesday morning on the McGraw Show. McGraw will be back. Plus, Kat Neville from Feast Magazine, all starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's talk refinancing. And, of course, you know I'm now going to talk about Stuart Rosenblum and Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. You can either listen to me talk about this or just pick up the phone now, because this was a reminder for you to call 314-324-4440. Why do it now? Well, interest rates are on the verge of going higher, and I don't want you to be the one to say, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this. Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675679.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-597-8179 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-597-8179 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-597-8179. That's 800-597-8179 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%. APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fourth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. You know that this summer has taught us one thing and one thing only, and that's the importance of air conditioning. Well, Premier Heating and Cooling is there for you, whether it's the dog days of summer or the cold of winter. 636-916-1122. The oldest and most experienced American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis in St. Charles area, and they're so good that they've noticed now some of their competitors are now calling themselves the premier AC service. Not even close. Make sure that when you call, you get the original. Premier Heating and Cooling, 636-916-1122. Free estimates on any service that needs to be done. 24-hour emergency service available. Financing for the bigger jobs and maintenance agreements that can save you a lot of money over time. But the most important thing is that experience. 25 years, residential and commercial HVAC. If it's too hot in your house or too cold in your business, Give them a call. They'll make it right. 636-916-1122. Premier Heating and Cooling.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-2168. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-2168. That's 1-800-600-2168. 1-800-600-2168.
Hey, look who's in studio. Frank Schmier, the owner of St. Louis Home Fires and the host of the Budweiser Barbecue Show here on KTRS.
McGraw, how's your barbecue?
It is great. You have taught me everything I know, great reviews, and everything I cook is from St. Louis Home Fires.
It's the very best time of year to come to St. Louis Home Fires for all of your grilling, smoking, flavored wood, sauces, and rubs.
On Manchester Road in Baldwin, right in front of the Target store, St. Louis Home Fires. And don't forget about the Budweiser Barbecue Show hosted by Frank Schmier.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
America's banks make the American dream come true. Banks of all sizes help us buy our first homes and grow the businesses that create jobs. But they could be doing even more if Washington would fix the rules that are limiting responsible lending to families and small businesses. We can change that while sustaining the important progress we've made. Tell your senators to unleash the economy's potential by passing common sense regulatory reform. Let's give everyone the opportunity to live the American dream. This message is brought to you by the Fund for Economic Growth.
Southern California, here we come. Mike Evans standing by, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Next door to each other, same ownership, same great quality. Whether you're dining or you're picking up something to take home, put your own little added touch to the finished product. Gift cards are always a good idea. They must be. They sell thousands of them every year, and they're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse present Mike Evans. Back home in California from Canada, correct?
That's right, homie. It was in Canada.
We know.
Had a good time in Canada. I like Canada. Do you like Canada, homie?
I don't know anything about it. I've been there three times to fish, and I loved that. But
Where'd you fish at?
I have no idea. I went with other people, and wherever we landed in the seaplane, we landed in the middle of nowhere in the woods one time, the other time to a fishing resort that was pretty nice, Kississing Lodge, somewhere way north. The first trip was so far north, or one of them was, that we saw the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights. Oh, my goodness, I have never seen anything like it. Northern Lights are unbelievable.
Oh, homie.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, fabulous.
Oh!
Beautiful.
No, that's all I know of Canada's great fishing.
I got two bottles of wine from Dirty Laundry Winery that a friend of mine owns that is the best wine I've ever had.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a lot of wine.
This is the best wine I have ever had.
What does a bottle cost?
$30.
Whoa, that's not bad.
What are you drinking?
I was drinking that wine.
No, I know, but what kind? Like?
What is it? What kind of wine is it?
This is a cab.
Okay. See, here's the thing about wine. What somebody can say is the best I've ever had, I might hate it.
No, I mean, if you're a wine drinker and you like Cab or Serpino or Zin, you would taste this and you would go, oh, how nice and smooth that is.
Almost every wine I've ever tasted, I just didn't care for. I've told you maybe there's only one bottle of wine that I actually enjoy, and it's Red Zinfandel. I just forgot the name of it. Holy cow.
Zinfandel.
Yeah, but it's the brand. It'll come to me.
Pop quiz question all week long. Our quizzes are things you forgot about Hollywood. Today, who is the first actor to ever appear on the cover of Time magazine?
Ooh.
Clark Gable, Boris Karloff, Charlie Chaplin, Judy Garland.
You know who wanted to be on there and didn't make it?
Here it comes.
No, he wanted to be on the first issue, and he told me this in an interview, Kirk Douglas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said he thought he had it wrapped up, and then when he realized he wasn't on it, well, here's what he said. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Well, there you go.
Second time we've talked to Kirk Douglas today.
TV news, wow, as successful as Candy Crush is to play on the computer. You play Candy Crush, anybody?
I have, and I played so much of it, I made myself sick of it.
Yeah, well, it's a huge TV bomb. It's not going to make it. It's just a flop. Just because it's a...
Oh, the game show?
The game show.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
I watched it. Oh, man.
Major networks are getting ready to sue Nielsen Ratings, say that the TV ratings are completely bogus. In fact, make that bunk. Some of the top 20 shows, according to Nielsen, nobody watches. And there are some that are very, very low rated. The networks believe should be top rated. Same problem is true with radio. I won't mention Arbitron. I won't do it.
It's a joke.
It's ridiculous. Hey, I really love that Big Brother show, but it gets great ratings, and I think a lot of people like it. I've been a fan for years. However,
and there's always a however in life.
If you watch Big Brother After Dark on Pop TV, you will quickly learn that every one of them are rude, vulgar, nasty, hideous, egomaniacs, and some of them just as stupid as a bag of rocks.
Yeah.
It's when the cameras are on all night long and they're walking around in their bedrooms and going in and talking. I mean, they're just idiots. Sure takes the enjoyment out of the show when you watch it on TV. The great Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan. You like them?
Yeah, their movies are odd. I've seen a couple I like.
That wine's good. They are writing and producing and directing a television series called Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Don't know much about it, except it's supposed to be good. Okay. The Nut, 29-year-old man leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, who actually just backed out of this, who was continuing to brag that he can hit Guam, Alaska, and Hawaii. While on vacation, somebody that knows Trump called me and told me that Trump said, quote, if I ignore this Kim and he hits one of those places, people will say, what the hell's wrong with me? If I hit him first so he can't shoot at them, people will say, what is wrong with me? I can't win for losing. End quote. So I'm glad it's not on my plate.
Yeah.
That's a tough call. Either way, I don't know. Can't think you can attack them, but if we get attacked first, that's going to be bad.
Yeah, that is going to be bad.
People in Canada are very, very afraid of this, by the way.
I think a lot of people are.
Nuts.
Didn't China say they will back whoever is fired upon first?
Right.
So,
I'm doing another feature all week long, the dumbest quotes ever. Today, on this date, August 15th, 1883, a memo sent from Lord Kevlin, the president of the Royal Society of Medicine. He wrote, quote, X-rays will prove to be a hoax. I shall not approve. Let me ask you this different. Quote, X-rays will prove to be a hoax.
Strong their voice.
What? I shall not approve any funds for so-called X-ray technology. End quote.
Wow, that sounded just like somebody from Germany.
Who said that?
Germany?
Listen.
Get peeing down your leg.
Hey, I think the wine is
the Royal Society in England.
I think it's Rombauer. Is that right? Is that a wine? Rombauer, Red Zinfandel?
Rob Bauer.
Yeah, I'm having trouble remembering the name of the only wine I kind of like.
I think it's Bum Sniffer.
No, see? No, it's not.
No?
No. Okay.
And finally.
Yeah, thank you.
Is today's report better than yesterday's report when I was on the course?
Is today's better?
Yeah.
Let me think. Yeah.
We have a little clip from yesterday's report.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, here it is. Hang on.
Here,
a little wind.
Here
it is.
Oh, that's a bunch of sheep dip.
No, that was from yesterday.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
What's the quiz again, though?
All week long, pop quizzes, things you forgot about Hollywood. Today, who was the first actor to appear on the cover of Time magazine? Is it Clark Gable, Boris Karloff, Charlie Chaplin, or Judy Garland?
Oh, man. I'll go Boris Karloff.
Garland.
Chaplin.
The answer is... Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah!
Hey, have a great day, St. Louis. I love you. I'm Mike Evans.
I did it. Charlie Chaplin, Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is next door. And just remember that every day is a special day for somebody. It's somebody's birthday. Somebody retired. Somebody got admitted to a college. Somebody got a job, got a raise, got a new house. Gift cards, great idea from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market, sponsors of Mike Evans every day. For 44 years, I've told you I've gone to the same dentist, and I've told you that because it's the truth. Never been anywhere else, don't want to go anywhere else. I hear other dental commercials, they don't faze me, because I've never heard anything that sounded like in any way there'd be a reason to drop this place and go somewhere else. And I don't go there because they advertise. I went there over 20 years before they ever went on the air. 44 years is a long time. So what I say to you is this. I understand being afraid to go to the dentist. I think most people dread going to the dentist. That's because most people don't go to Ballast Dental Care. They can't take everybody. But the people who do finally make an appointment, the first appointment at Ballast Dental Care, I usually hear, not from all of them, but from lots of them, and essentially, here's what they say. Everything you said was absolutely true. I walked in there nervous and scared to death, like I always am when I go to the dentist. And after a few minutes, I felt like I've been patient there for a long, long time. They just have a way of taking that anxiety and that fear out of a visit to the dentist. Ballast Dental Care. Go ahead. See if what I'm saying isn't true. Make one appointment, whether your teeth are in great shape and you have regular checkups, or if you haven't been for a decade or more, make that first appointment. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
It is time for a final check on traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Wyland.
Well, things are taking their time and thinning out. We still have pretty heavy traffic and possible incident on westbound Highway 70 at Zumbel, because you're still running slow to stop and go between 270 out through Zumbel. On westbound Highway 40, you're slowing now from Boyle through McCausland. You're heavy again from Timberlake Manor down through Boone's Crossing. Westbound 364, a little more normal now. It's slow from the Maryland Heights Expressway out over the Veterans Bridge. Southbound 170, Ladue down through Highway 40. We've got northbound 170 still running slow between 70 and Airport Road. And eastbound Highway 270, it is stop and go from Lindbergh through West Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by 2017 MTV Video Music Awards. Brace for the VMAs live Sunday, August 27th at 7 Central on MTV, with performances by Kendrick Lamar, Miley Cyrus, Fifth Harmony, Lorde, hosted by Katy Perry. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
Please say your name.
KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Find Pennzoil at a Walmart near you and make the switch.
All right, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. If you see a police officer, please thank him or her. They'd appreciate it. And have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye, Dan.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by The Fountain on Locust, the home of the ice cream martini. The Fountain on Locust, name one of the top 10 restaurants and best ice cream parlor in the state. Go to fountainonlocust.com. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Ambulances are for people. That's the law. But in cases of life and death, should they also be used to transport police dogs? Tonight, Illinois' governor says, you bet.
A judge issues his verdict in the beating death of a teenager. What he decided.
I think there's blame on both sides. You look at both sides.
President Trump making more remarks today about the weekend violence in Virginia. His comments today during a contentious 15-minute news conference.
But first on Fox 2 News at 6, it's a big step tonight to treat police dogs a lot more like their human counterparts. Good evening, I'm Rafer Weiger.
And I'm Shirley Washington in for Sandy Miller. The Illinois governor just signed a bill allowing police dogs to be transported for emergency care by ambulance when injured in the line of duty. Fox 2's Andy Banker is here now with the story all new at 6. Andy.
Well, it's always been the law of the